Before we look at the biological control systems, let's look at this example of a control system in a home. If we look at the center of this figure, we see we have the thermostat. Now, the thermostat is the where the setting or the set point is set for temperature. So in this example, the thermostat is set for 20 degrees centigrade. You'll see above that an air conditioner and below that a furnace. Air conditioner, of course, to cool. Furnace, of course, to heat. Now, if the room temperature drops below the set point, if we look to the right, and so that room temperature drops below 20 degrees centigrade, there is a signal sent to one of those two mechanisms. In this case, the on signal is sent to the furnace, whereas the off signal is sent to the air conditioner. And so if body temperature drops, or excuse me, if room temperature drops below the set point value, or the setting of the thermostat, then the mechanism that is turned on is the mechanism to increase room temperature, and that would be through the furnace. But at the same time, we would do not want to make the room even cooler, so the air conditioner would need to be turned off. If we look to the left, where room temperature increases above the thermostat setting or above the set point, again, there is a signal sent to one of those two devices, in this case, the on signal to the air conditioner and the off to the furnace. And so, since temperature is elevated, we need to cool the room, so the air conditioner needs to turn on and bring that temperature back to the thermostat or the set point setting. Again, at the same time, the furnace would need to be off so as to not further exacerbate the problem, which is an increase in room temperature.